And that's it for period number two. And the Badgers score twice to pull even. Quinn Finley, then Christian Fitzgerald. After two in Madison, it's Wisconsin 3 and Michigan 3. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, after two periods of play, Wisconsin and Michigan are tied at three. The Wolverines had a 3-1 lead after the opening period of play, and then the Badgers scored twice in the second period. It started with Quinn Finley. Actually, it started with Rylan Mosley finding Anthony Kerr coming out of his own zone. He hit Finley left wing, and then Finley took it the final 100 feet. He beat the Michigan defenseman with speed and made a move left wing, tucked it between the pads of Logan Stein for Finley, his 19th goal of the year at 4:46. That made it a 3-2 game. We were so concerned about Finley's health after last night's game, cleared to play after an MRI and other things with the UW physicians today, and Finley comes out and makes a play like that to get the building going, get his teammates going.
Well, I don't know if Coach Hastings had anything to do with it, but he makes the lane get look so easy. And I tell you what, you don't worry about his shoulder when he's blowing by some guy. It's right. Not like he's getting beat up in front of the net.
Right.
And when you take the puck to the net like Quinn Finley does, that area, let's put a 10-foot circle around it, he's going to find the opening. He's then, just that gifted of a scorer.
And then the Badgers pulled even at 11:05. Nice pass play, Christian Fitzgerald and Tyson Dick. Dick got the original shot off, but Fitzgerald finished it up as Stein had the puck go underneath his right pad, laying right in the blue paint, and Fitzgerald smacked it in for his sixth of the year, third of the weekend. Dick and Kukkonen with helpers, 3-3 at that point. And again, both teams with 11 shots on goal so far. Wisconsin outshot Michigan 6-4 in the second period of play. You would expect the goals being scored in a game against Michigan, but you would think that each team would have 25 to 30 chances by now, but they only have 11 each.
Well, I watched on the Big Ten Network, I watched the 3-3 overtime tie with Minnesota and Michigan State. They were shooting from the parking lot. I mean, there was no question that going into overtime and in the third period in particular, they adopted the Penn State of he who gets the most shots wins. That's their philosophy, or was when they first started coming into the league. But
sure,
fact of the matter being is that this has been such a grinder game, and that's why it's so important for guys like Quinn Finley and Christian Fitzgerald to get open.
Yeah.
Because speed kills, and if you watch Christian Fitzgerald, he can blow by in pretty much anybody, and Quinn Finley exactly the same. Those two people have gotten open when the rest of the team, which is not as fast, has stayed in contact with Michigan players. That's a big difference.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So Wisconsin and Michigan all knotted at three after 40 minutes of play. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
For yourself.
Get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour this Tuesday night on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. It starts at 7:05. Also like to invite all of you to a live radio show, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, scheduled for Wednesday night, February 19th at 7:05 at Buck and Honey's in Monona. A live version of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. We used to do this every week. Because of the pandemic, we haven't very much, but we will on Wednesday night, February 19th, at the Monona location of Buck and Honey's. Badgers in Michigan tied at 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
We had a fantastic finish here last night. Wisconsin beat Michigan 5-4. The two teams tied at 3 during the second intermission. Third period's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick, Ian Parrott at the Kohl Center. We're underway. The Badgers won the puck back. Joe Palatichuk will hammer it down. Wisconsin starts on the penalty kill as Owen Lindmark still in the box for just over a minute. Here's Ethan Edwards twirling away from Morrissey into the neutral zone. Hughes with the puck now. Cycles down for Edwards. Rims it around to the far side in Werner. They set up at the left point in Hage. Werner with it. Half boards left. Back out to Hage. Right side now. It's Hughes steps down to the goal line. Edwards tried to tap a pass to Horkoff. Good stick by Palatichuk, who wins the puck free, and Kerr sends it all the way down. Only 25 seconds left on the Michigan power play in a 3-3 game.
Never even got a shot, and they had good territorial advantage, did Michigan.
Here's Hage, stick handling beautifully into the Wisconsin zone, but through traffic, lost possession. It popped into the air and then bounced towards the Badgers' goal mouth. Tommy Scarfoni right there. He just grabs it in his mitt and hangs on in a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 15 seconds left in the two-minute minor to Owen Lindmark.
To the Badgers, this is the longest 15 seconds of their life. Yeah. Win the draw and get a clear. We're back to 5-on-5. You lose the draw, and you're in scramble mode.
Now Fitzgerald to take the faceoff against Draper, and Fitzgerald won the draw. Dexheimer moved it far side to Horbach, and he braces for a hit, but able to clear it all the way down. Nice job. And so Wisconsin will kill off Michigan's first power play of the night. Lindmark out of the box. And Wisconsin and Michigan both at full strength. 3-3 early third period here at the Kohl Center. Out to Truscott. Whitelaw snaps a shot off. Ooh. It went off a stick and skipped wide of the Wisconsin cage.
Yeah, Draper had a good little look at that.
Draper scored the first goal of the night from Whitelaw in the opening period. Here's Anthony Kerr on the rush. Takes it deep into the Wisconsin offensive zone. Puck went off a stick or a skate. Now Whitelaw's got it for Michigan. Bumped a pass behind Draper. Wasn't ready for it and iced the puck. And a faceoff down in the Michigan zone. 18:26 to go in the third.
I don't know if it's just my imagination, but I'm really liking the new Anthony Kerr. I mean, he was such a defensive stalwart, if you want to call it that. He's just such a rock. And now all of a sudden, he got to the red line and let's go chase it myself. I mean, I like the fact that he has become so much more offensive-minded.
Well, Kerr's got two assists tonight, and he's plus three for Wisconsin in a 3-3 game against Michigan. Wolverines win the faceoff eventually, and Whitelaw just iced the puck again. And another draw coming inside the Wolverine zone to the right of Logan Stein. Both teams with 11 shots on goal after two periods of play.
That's like watching an old New York Rangers-Boston Bruins game.
All right, Morrissey to take the faceoff against Draper again. Gavin's about 58% this season. Draper about 50% for Michigan. And he wins this faceoff. They clear it out to center. Both teams at full strength now. Wisconsin goes D to D. Hensler up to Mosley, able to stay on side and dump it down to the corner. Finley gives chase, applies some pressure. Morrissey hustles down below the goal line, banking it off the end boards for himself twice. Finley now low left of the cage, tried to move the puck free and then lost it for a moment. Retrieved by Wisconsin. Then they fire a point pass and actually iced it? No.
Nope.
They call no icing, and the Badgers' netminder Scarfoni paddled it far side. Hensler misplayed it. Turnover now. Ernesty can't catch the pass behind him. Fantilli, who's got a goal, the left-handed defenseman, goes to the right wing, and Edwards. Out on him is Finley. Edwards skating around to the left wing, now pulls back near the blue line. Oh, pass off to Ernesty. Rising shot hit his teammate Shifsky. Caroms to Wisconsin's Finley. Scoops it ahead now for Fitzgerald. He got hooked up by the neck. Nothing called. Fitzgerald then whacked the puck carrying Ernesty and got away with that too.
Edwards is not scared to use the stick on anybody.
No. Puck at center. Scholes to Tyson Dick, who's had a nice night. Goal and 2 points. Oh, pass for Scholes, and it went between him, underneath the Michigan player, through Kukkonen, and right through the crease.
Almost went off the post, I think, on the outside.
And now Michigan heaved it up and over the Badgers and all the way down. No icing, though, as apparently there was contact. Zach Scholes after it now for Wisconsin. Scholes able to carry the puck through Werner and scoop it ahead for Horbach. Finds a trailer. Scholl with a blast kicked out by Stein. Ricocheted to the near side. Oh, he just hammered one on that feed. A one-timer by Sawyer Scholl, and Stein made the pad save.
The part that I liked about it is that once he got into the zone, he just got himself in a shooting position every time. You know, face the puck, get your stick on the ice. And they put it right on his biscuit.
Badgers dumped it in, but Michigan retrieves. Here comes Moldenhauer on the attack. Left wing, cut off by Hensler. Throws it out to the point. Horkoff let it go to the point man, but the point man hadn't gained the blue line yet, so Michigan has to touch up, and will dump it right back down in. 4 minutes into the third, Wisconsin 3, Michigan 3. Wolverines had a 3-1 lead until Finley and Fitzgerald scored in the second period. Tyson Dick has the other Badgers marker. And Tilly with the puck. Headman's left wing to Hage. Linesman went down. Pass through Moldenhauer. In front, Scarfoni. Oh, he's stoned. Horkoff on a beautiful tic-tac-toe. Duke shot blocked by Lindmark. Came free to the near side. Horbach with it. Nudged it ahead to Bonnerill. He accidentally iced the puck. But that was a remarkable save by Tommy Scarfoni to keep it a tie ball game.
And I will take the icing all day long after a scramble like that. Get things settled down. Nobody knew who was taking who. Everybody was just trying to block a shot, and they were successful in three of the four blocks, don't get me wrong. But the fact of the matter being is that we got a little puck mesmerization there.
Face off to the left of Scarfoni, who made a dazzling stop moving to his right on the tic-tac-toe from Michigan. Off the draw, Haley! Salem fires one off the crossbar. It ricocheted to the air, down to the far corner. Michigan moves it to the near side boards, and Edwards protecting the puck against Botterill. The left-handed defenseman, Ethan Edwards, now turns back to his right, walks down the wall. Botterill stays with him. The puck came free. Now here's Dexheimer up off the glass. And where's the puck? It must have caromed up into the netting.
Yeah, it did.
And the stoppage in play, 15-10 to go in the third. 3-3, Wisconsin, Michigan, face-off in the Badger zone to the left of Tommy Scarfoni, who takes a drink from his water bottle and places it back where it belongs, and we'll get set here for this draw.
Pretty good time to take a puck out of play now, face-off, simply because of the fact that because of the icing, they got caught out on the long shift. They were all running around blocking shots. It's tiring playing in your defensive zone.
Draper against Morrissey on the faceoff. Still loose, and the linesman Sam Schakowsky blames himself for dropping the puck poorly, and they'll do it again. See, even the men in stripes own up to things every once in a while.
Not the guys with the red armbands.
No, no. Morrissey won it to the wall. Scholes tapped it ahead, but Finley can't reach it, so Michigan sent it deep. Rolls around to the far side. Phelan engaged with Earnessy, and then the Badgers took the puck. Mosley to Scholes, gains the red line and dumps it in. Stein stops it behind his net, paddles it back to Fantilli. He'll up the near side boards now, and they'll exit with Warner going cross ice off the skate of Truscott, and it ricocheted back into the Badgers' end. And Phelan will bump it off for Scholes. Zach with his head up, try to get it to Finley, who got a piece of it, and then Mosley able to dump it in. Mosley works around Haiti, can't get to the biscuit. Michigan controlling now. It's Garrett Shifsky. Shifsky, 8 goals, 15 points for the former Waterloo Blackhawk. Where's number 17? Ran into traffic near the Wisconsin line. Michigan picked it up and dumped it in. Badgers have some time and space in their own zone. Palatichuk, Fitzgerald, cross-ice pass off the skate of Kerr, but it came free to Kukkonen, who sauces one over now to Palatichuk. Headmans to Tyson Dick and deflected deep into the Michigan zone to our left. Wisconsin 3, Michigan 3, 14 minutes left in regulation. Wisconsin's already played 10 overtime games this season. Here's Fantilli. Left point, backside left. Oh, it's Scarfoni with a blocker stop on Edwards' drive from the left wing. Fantilli to Harkov. Cross ice off the boards, taken by Hage. Hage defended by Dick. Long-range shot, didn't get to the net. They have gone off of Wisconsin's Hensler. Loose puck in the corner. Horkoff reaching for it. He's got a long reach. Pulled it away from two Badgers before the puck went back behind the net. Hensler now fights through Horkoff's stick check and Tyson Dick with it. He tries to scoop it ahead, but it went up into the benches, stopping play. 13:25 left in the third. Wisconsin 3 and Michigan 3.
Well, I don't know how that plate developed the way it was, but it looks like massive confusion as to who Michigan's going to put on the ice and who Wisconsin's going to put on the ice. But I guess they're assuming that Tyson Dick shot it into their bench.
Yeah.
And we'll drop it right outside the blue line. Line changes, wholesale line changes for both teams.
Fourth line's out. Scholl, Horbach, and Pietila for Wisconsin. Estapa, LaPointe, Moldenauer for Michigan. Wolverines won the faceoff, dumped it in. Phelan gets to it far side. Now a wraparound. Estapa didn't get through. Scarfoni protecting the near side. Scholl took it away. Up through center ice now is Jack Horbach protecting the puck, getting some physical play from LaPointe. Lost the puck. And now Truscott snaps one off ahead to Estapa, and down to the Wisconsin zone it comes. Scholl goes to get it for the Badgers. Hands off to Zach Scholes. Up off the boards for Pietila. Backs his way to the Michigan line and dumps it in. 12:50 left in regulation. 3-3 game. Loose puck in the corner. Apparently got caught up in the mesh. And a whistle stops play. So the Badgers and the Wolverines all even at 3 here as we're heading down the wire.
I didn't really know what happened, but the Badger player who ended up picking up the puck when it was just sitting there in the corner, everybody from Michigan's going, where's the whistle?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. Lindmark came in and picked up the loose puck, and then the referee blew his whistle. Yeah. Lindmark with Botterill. And Tassi on the ice. Faceoff won by the Badgers. Oh, no. They're going to kick Draper out. Boy, this linesman, Christopher Libet, has had some troubles here tonight. That would have been a fortunate bounce because Kerr was ready to wind up from the slot.
Get his third point of the night.
Yeah. Battle for the faceoff, won by Michigan. Whitelaw up through center, pass too far ahead for Draper. Lindmark protects, but then gave it away. And now Michigan will try to come up the near wall again. Draper able to chip it to Wisconsin zone. That's where Kerr goes to get it. He'll rim it around to Tassi. He gets it past the point man. It's rolling on edge. They're going to wipe off icing as Edwards hustles back for Michigan. 12:20 left in the third. Whitelaw between the legs pass for a breakout. Didn't connect with Draper. Otterall had it, lost it. Whitelaw with a steal. Works to the slot. Fires one. Missed the nets. William can really snap it off. He had one last night. He's got six for the season. 10 as a freshman here at Wisconsin a year ago, but there missed the target. Now the Badgers win the puck free. Dexheimer, little scoop pass ahead. Botterell couldn't handle the bouncing puck held in by Edwards. Back to Dexheimer. Flings a pass cross ice for Tassi. He can't handle it. Comes back through center. The Badgers will get a change. And now Edwards will dump it in. Little rope-a-dope here between these two teams, yeah. Wisconsin and Michigan.
Everything's kept to the outside.
Look out, a chance for a man in tight. Who is that? That they score. That's Evan Werner. The puck was behind the net. Werner tried once and kind of fanned on it. Then he found the loose puck again and with his arms fully extended kind of turned and swept it back towards Scarfoni again, and it found the back of the net.
I don't know what each Badger defenseman was thinking. Everybody kind of caught looking at it. When we see the replay, I don't think that Werner's initial shot was anywhere close to going in, but it trickles on the second attempt.
Evan Werner, the CC transfer, his ninth goal of the season, comes at 8:24, and Michigan has regained the lead. That's a tough one.
Four Badgers all standing there.
Werner got spun around, and when he found the puck, he turned around with his reach and able to get it through Scarfoni and into the back of the net. Werner from Hughes at 8:24, so Wisconsin down again. Puck slides all the way out to the neutral zone. Joe Palatichuk's got it for the Badgers. D-to-D to Phelan now, up to Finley. Tried to place it ahead for Mosley. He's shoulder-to-shoulder with Estapa, who won that puck battle deep in the Michigan zone and will come out of there with it. Here's Estapa to center, cut off by Morrissey. Wins the puck back. Morrissey across the line, slowed by Fantilli, knocked off balance, fell to his knees. The puck is free. Morrissey will try to reach for it low left or low right. It bounces around a bit. Kerr can't get to it, but he squashed Moldenauer against the sideboards, and the Badgers now have the puck. Palatichuk lead feet. Finley redirects into the attacking zone. In on the forecheck, Fitzgerald, but Michigan able to come out of its own end before Fitzgerald took the puck back. Blind pass, Tassi hustles after it in the attacking zone. He's tied up by Haiti. They're still going at it. Referee lets him play on. Michigan comes out of there with it. Tassi yelling at the referee, wanting a penalty, but nothing called. Now Hughes. Oh, what a pass!
Oh.
To Werner from Ernesty. No look in the slot, but Werner missed the target. Now Tassi gets around one Wolverine. Can't get around another. Michigan picks up the loose puck and turns to our right. Hughes across the line. Hits the brakes. Finds a man right wing. Duke. Far side pass. Good stick by Schulz to win it free. Horbach is cherry picking, but Schulz can't get him the puck. Taken away by Werner. Michigan with a 4-3 lead, looking for more. Under 10 minutes to go in the third. Hage turns at the slot and shoots one. Blocked by Schulz. Now Shifsky puts his body into Schulz, but the puck slides free to Tyson Dick. Long stretch pass for Horbach behind him.
Ouch.
Icing on Wisconsin. 9:42 to go in the third. Wolverines lead by one.
Tough icing to take, but a necessary icing to take. The line's been out there quite a bit. They scrambled against the Michigan's top line, and then now you're in a situation where you better win the draw or at least get it out of the zone as quickly as possible. Territorial advantage in the last 3-4 minutes has definitely gone to Michigan.
Sawyer Scholl against the Montreal Canadiens first round draft pick last year. Michael Hage and Scholl won the faceoff, and the Badgers scoop it out to center. And then Wisconsin's Dick leapt to catch the puck, got hammered to the ice by Edwards, kept the puck, and then was able to dish it off. Now he heads to the Badgers bench for a change. Michigan able to hold the zone for a moment. Now it ricochets off a body. Pietola tries to move it to Palatichuk. Can't reach it as Duke comes over to play. 9:15 to go in the third. Evan Werner's goal at 8:24 put the Wolverines on top. Here's Karras, steps up on Age and shoulders him towards the Badgers bench. That freed the puck for Wisconsin's Polonichuk. Back to Care. Headman's now to Kukkonen. He'll heave it into the left corner of the Michigan zone to our left. Truscott can't clear. Care off the wall. Carries it to the net. Lost the puck. Cut off by Truscott. Now it goes far side, and Care's got it again. Throws it through the low slot. Picked up by Butterill. Almost squeezed it past Stein. Near side post. Stein made the stop and covered. 8:47 left in the third. Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-3. Don't go anywhere. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade now at Menards. Transform your bathroom with our great selection of Lion showers, bathtubs, and surrounds that match your style and budget. Lions knows how important design and function are. Their acrylic products offer strength and beauty that you can rely on for years to come. Check out our entire selection of Lions bathroom products today on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
UW Health is this weekend's Badger Hockey Series sponsor. UW Health, remarkable. Michigan a 4-3 lead on Wisconsin, getting late here in Madison. 8:47 to play. Shots on goal, only 17 for Michigan, just 14 for the Badgers, which would be a season low. Wisconsin averages 34 shots on goal per game. Michigan not known as a defensive juggernaut, to say the least, but doing a pretty good job here, and they win the faceoff. They've won more faceoffs here, too, in the third period. Across the line is Werner. Pass to the slot. Ernesty reaching for it. Tied up a little bit by one of the Badgers, and now Finley pulls it free, and Mosley's got it. Here's Mosley right in front of the benches to the red line, to the Michigan blue. Morrissey was offside. Mosley made a cut at the blue line while Morrissey was going down the middle offside on the Badgers.
And there's nothing that Morrissey can do. You're going in a straight line as hard as you can go to try and pull that defenseman to you. Then you turn around and you get in a situation where Mosley's got no option except to try and deke left or right in order to get around that other defenseman. Innocent play, but it results in another stoppage. And you'll notice how the shifts are getting really short.
Yep. Fitzgerald with Dick and Tassie now for the Badgers. Draper, Whitelaw, and Halem for Michigan. Wisconsin won the faceoff, and Polonichuk fires it in. Halem and Tassie tied up. Simon trying to draw a penalty. Those two are tied up literally with their sticks in each other's sweaters. Whitelaw wins a little battle at center ice to dump it into the Wisconsin zone, but Anthony Kerr goes to get it with help from Polonichuk. The Badgers will break out. Dick, far side, Fitzgerald, right wing. Can he get around Truscott? He'll try. Got slowed up and lost the puck. And the Wolverines send it off the far boards. Good hustle back, though, by Tyson Dick, preventing an easy exit for Halem. And then Dick with a steal. What a play. Setting up Fitzgerald. He fires one wide. Off the end boards, Dick goes to get it. Scoops it around. Tries to get it in front. Cannot. The goalie has lost his glove in a little scrum in front of the net. And the referee stops play. And a face-off to come in the Michigan zone, I believe.
Yeah, we'll because the infraction was against a Michigan player, the Michigan goaltender. Yeah. The face-off will be in the Michigan zone. Another good face-off, but another good shift by Tassie, Fitzgerald, and Ryan Botterill. They seem to be able to be around the net and around the puck, and I don't know what Tyson Dick does, but he must have some sort of puck magnetism. Tyson goes into a pile and always comes out with it.
Tyson's got 3 points this weekend, including a goal tonight. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff, and Dexheimer held the zone and then got squashed by Garrett Shifsky at the blue line. They pitch it ahead through center. Dexheimer goes to get it. A backhander, a little bit too much mustard on it. Wisconsin called for icing. 7:29 to go in the third. Badgers down 4-3. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Badgers need to rally if they want their first series sweep on home ice this season. Haynes to take the draw against Scholl. Loose puck in the near circle, and Wisconsin's got possession. Hensler up ahead to Horbach. Pitched it ahead to Pietila. He'll scoop it towards the goal, and a save made by Stein. And then Horbach on the follow-up backhand, and Stein kept that out too.
He hit the post.
Oh, here's Pietila now trying to push it in front for Horbach. Pietila digging it free. Pitched it right through the blue paint to the far side, and Horkoff now protects the puck. Got it to Shifsky. He wisely dumps it in.
Oof, that was a golden one.
So Pietila with a nice play just to put it on goal, and Stein didn't catch it cleanly, and Horbach picked it up. And you think he hit the near post?
Yeah, I think he did.
Carrot just lost a tire, but able to play the puck to the far side in Lindmark. Here's the team captain off the wall. Lindmark with a rocket right into the chest of Stein on his knees. Made the stop and hangs on for a faceoff. 6:40 to go in the third. 4-3 Michigan.
Let's see what happens here on these draws. Lindmark in and of himself is the premier guy. Wouldn't surprise me if they let him stay out there to take the draw and make some offensive changes with time going down to 6:40.
Face off
mostly in Finley.
Yep, face off to Stein's left. Waiting for the draw to be taken here. Finley with Mosley and Lindmark. And Owen lost the face off in the offensive zone. It's chipped out by Moldenauer down the length of the ice. Should be icing on Michigan. It is. And another face off to come for the Badgers. That was close.
Yeah, but it's about time we got a call. Let's put it that way.
We'll see if Lindmark takes a draw. No Morrissey.
Morrissey's coming out because it's on the left side. I'm pretty sure that's what it'll be.
Yep.
Don't be surprised if you see Morrissey go forward with this draw, despite the fact that there are three people in front, simply because of the fact that if he goes forward, they can chip it back to Finley.
Yep. Mosley is in the slot. Finley, top of the left circle. Morrissey wins it to Finley. Snaps off a pass to Dexheimer. Walks the line a little bit. His shot from straight on blocked by LaPointe. And then scooped back into the Wisconsin zone. Good faceoff play, but LaPointe read it and made a nice defensive play. Now the Badgers with the puck. Scholl's ahead to Finley. Finley from behind got the stick pulled from behind, but and then lost the puck. He gets it back. Across the line, Wisconsin. Finley will dump it in. The only person there is Michigan's Duke. He goes to get it and able to send it out to center. Now Morrissey taps back to Palatichuk. His pass deflected. Moldenauer with it for the Wolverines. They'll dump it in. 5:55 to go in the third. Look out. Scarfoni gave it to Kerr, who spun back, and the puck was taken away by Werner. His shot denied by Scarfoni in tight. Finley, slot pass, Kerr, stick handling, tried to put the puck at the net, kind of bounced towards the cage. Stein able to put it behind the net, but lost his stick. The Badgers with the puck are trying to pull it free off the end boards. There's Fantilli now with it. He'll pin it against the corner wall. Finally lifted up and out of the rink by Michigan's Hughes. That allows Stein to get his stick back and a face-off in the Michigan zone with 5:26 to go in the third. Badgers down a goal.
And you see how quick the line changes have come with 5:26 left. We have had three line changes since the 6:40 mark when we had the first one. It's depending on where the face-off is and who he's facing, Coach Hastings electing to go with, it appears to me, three lines.
Fitzgerald to take the draw. Back to Tassi. He'll move it right side. Hensler couldn't handle the bouncing pass. Shovels it down to the corner. Below the goal line, Tyson Dick. Now to Christian Fitzgerald. He turns and sends it back to the corner. Dick met there by Fantilli in the corner. Fantilli gets support from Werner. Puck is free low right. Tassi can't reach it. Josh Earnessy comes out of there with it. Gained the red line and dumped it in. Good play by Earnessy. Badgers after the puck. Wisconsin needs one to tie under 5 minutes to go in regulation. For the 25th time in 26 games, the Badgers are playing a third period in which they either have the lead, it's tied, or down just a goal. Badgers have played in tight ones all season long. Can they pull this one out like they did last night? Pietila dumps it in. Scholl gives chase. Edwards gets to it behind the net. Tried to rim it around. Good positioning by Kerr to win the puck away from Whitelaw. Tried to turn back far boards but ran into traffic. Now it's poked back into the corner and Horbach on the forecheck. He ties up Draper. Those two battling for it. Now Haiti with it, seems uncertain what to do with it, couldn't clear as Kerr did a nice job on the far side boards. Then Horbach knocked Whitelaw down. They wanted a penalty. Nothing there. Here's Palatichuk. His toe pull shot blocked by a sprawled out Edwards. It went a good 40 feet in the air. Pietla put it in front. Stein can't control. Horbach after it behind the net. Centering pass went all the way through three Badgers and back to the Wisconsin zone.
Atta baby, Tommy.
And then Scarfoni out of his net, moved it ahead to Palatichuk, picked up by Scholey, dumps it in. The Badgers have two men right wing. Kukkonen's one of them. He snaps one off, save made. Butterill with a chance. Loose puck in front. Dexheimer scores. We are tied in Madison. Ben Dexheimer, first goal of the season, comes at a huge time for Wisconsin.
Those were some big-time lucky bounces for the Badgers. Michigan had two or three good opportunities to clear the puck, but on behalf of Ben Dexheimer, he's happy that they didn't. That was, as we've seen, Anthony Kerr owned the boards on the far side. All of those plays where he kept the puck in just because of his physical toughness and skill, you get into a situation where now we're in a 4-4 game with 3:41 left, and they're questioning something. Oh, boy.
Brandon
Good
Arado
job, Ben.
Talking with the referee, Nicholas Bett, about something, and we may have video replay of this. We'll see. The puck came off Stein after the shot by Kukkonen, and Dexheimer was right there to tap in the backhander for the game-tying goal at 16-19. But the referees are going to take a look at video replay. Mike Hastings now getting an explanation from linesman Sam Schakowsky. Not sure exactly what they're looking for.
I'm not sure either. Whether it was offside on the original play, that would be an initial thing that I would think. Whether it was kicked across, whether it was a hand pass. I mean, all those things that are happening so fast down on the ice that we don't really have the ability to see.
So they're looking at video replay right now, and we're trying to see what they're looking at. The shot by Kukkonen from the right wing, Stein just couldn't control it. And Dexheimer was right there, uncovered as he snuck his way down the slot and put in the backhander. I'm not sure if they're looking for interference, but there was none.
None. Looked pretty neat to me.
Ben Dexheimer, 5 goals, 28 points as a sophomore, preseason first team all Big Ten. Hadn't found the back of the net all season long, but provided 15 assists, which is a pretty good number, too. And here, if this stands, will be his first goal of the season. And it would have Wisconsin and Michigan tied with 3:41 to play. The referee's about ready to come out of the scorer's table to let us know exactly what's going on. No penalty. The goal stands.
They were asking about a penalty.
Yeah.
That was the situation. So there is no penalty. The goal will stand. 3:41 left here in the third. 4-4 shots, 20-18. Can you get more even in a hockey game?
No kidding. Both teams have been unable to score on the power play. I highly doubt we'll see any penalties the rest of the way. Who knows?
Face off at center. Gets stupid.
Right, here's Ernesty with it. Tapped it off. Oh, nice pass ahead to Werner, but he got pulled from behind. Couldn't reach the puck. He had a path, somewhat of a path, to the Badgers' net. Back out to center. Puck deflected. Mosley after it. He'll tap back to Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Palatichuk ahead to Finley. Pass behind him. Quinn can't reach it. Morrissey after it. He pulls it free left wing. Tries to get it to the corner and does to Finley. Finley now with Morrissey. Two Badgers against three Wolverines on the near side wall of the Michigan zone. Finley trying to kick it free. He's tied up by Duke. Now Duke finds the puck. Badgers Finley needs a change anyway, and he's slow to get to the bench for the change. Oh, he's lucky, too, as the puck was rimmed around in front of the Badgers bench. Didn't touch him. Could have been too many men on the ice.
Yeah,
he's back
Tyson
into the Wisconsin
Dick came out
zone.
A little premature on that one.
Here's Dexheimer now with the puck. Dexheimer up the middle. 2:40 to go in regulation. Dexheimer will dump it down in. Fitzgerald after it to the corner. He's got it. Tried to pass back out to Dexheimer off a stick. Gathered in by Shifsky. 3-on-3. They spread wide in the offensive zone. Hagefeld down. Back on his skates. Tied up by Hensler. Far wall of the Wisconsin zone. 2:20 to go in the third. It's 4-4. 5-4, the final last night. Wisconsin victorious. Hage carried it to the net, dragging Wisconsin defenseman Ben Dexheimer with him. And he eventually got a piece of it. It bounced in front of Scarfoni, who grabbed it and covered for a faceoff. 2:13 to go in the third. It's 4-4.
Yeah, this is a good alumni game. I'm willing to bet that all those old guys up there in the suite are going, yeah. I never played in a physical game like this.
By the way, Dexheimer's goal, his first in 30 games. He last scored at Penn State in an overtime winner last February 24th. So Dexheimer, a goal, two assists last night. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Polatichuk headmans to Botterill. Botterill with it, tried to spin it up for Kukkonen, went off a skate, and now deflects back into the Wisconsin zone. 2 minutes left. Wisconsin 4, Michigan 4. Anthony Kerr turned to his left and sent it all the way down. It's rolling on edge, and they'll say icing on Kerr. Just got a little bit too much of it. Icing on the Badgers, faceoff back in the Wisconsin zone. I don't think this shift has been long enough for Mike Hastings to call a timeout, but we'll see.
No, I don't. I agree.
He's talking to the ref right now, though. Not sure about what.
Yep,
he's going to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:54 left in the third. Wisconsin 4 and Michigan 4. Are we going to get to overtime, or will someone win it in regulation? Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Dexheimer's game-tying goal assisted by Ryan Botterill and Kyle Kukkonen at 16-19. It's 4-4, 1:54 left. Face-off to the left of Wisconsin netminder Tommy Scarfoni. Morrissey's out with Mosley, Finley, Kerr, and Polatichuk. It's Morrissey against Hughes. Hughes won the faceoff. Fantilli with it left point. Flings it across. An aerial feed for Warner couldn't handle it. Now the Badgers defenseman, Kerr, tied up in the corner. Polatichuk able to move it nicely to Morrissey. Turns and finds open ice. Morrissey scoops it ahead. Off a skate and stick. Mosley able to deflect deep into the Michigan zone. 90 seconds to play in regulation. 4-4 game. Wolverines hammer it out to center. Bounces back Zach Schulz. He's going to have to hustle after it and does. Flings it ahead now. Finley can't catch it near the Michigan blue line.
Jumped over a stick.
Icing on Wisconsin. Schulz, he could sense that Finley was ahead, but that pass must have hit a chip of ice or something. It bounced right over Finley's stick and icing on Wisconsin. 1:22 left in regulation.
It was headed right for it. I mean, it was going to be right on Finley's stick. There's no question about it. And it just took a little jump, and he never got a chance to get any wood on it, bring the faceoff back into the zone. And Quinn tried very slyly to sneak over to the bench.
I think he actually wanted equipment manager Nate LaPointe to smooth out an edge on one of his skate blades. Faceoff to the left of Scarfoni again. Morrissey wins this draw from Hage. Scholes protecting. finds a lane to get it to Dexheimer. Angles a pass up to Finley. Catches this time. Cross the line. Stick handling against Duke. Duke held his ground. Nice play defensively. Took it away. Shifsky gains the red line for Michigan and dumps it in. There's 1 minute to play in regulation here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 4, Michigan 4. Kerr's lead feed to Tyson Dick.
Ouch.
Too hot to handle. Icing on Wisconsin. Faceoff back in the Badgers zone again.
I think it was, I can't remember what player it was. I said, getting a pass from Anthony Kerr is kind of an adventure. And he goes, yeah, we break a lot of sticks getting his passes. I mean, when he passes it, it's just a bullet. I don't care where it is on the ice.
Yeah. Face off to Scarfoni's left. Fitzgerald and Draper. Michigan wins the draw. Edwards walks down the wall, defended by Dick. Turns back to his left, angles a pass to the left point. Truscott, his shot went off a stick or two, well wide. Fitzgerald able to whack it far corner. Tassie goes to get it, head down on the puck. He lifts it off the glass and all the way down. It's wobbling on edge towards the Michigan net. Stein comes out of his net with Fitzgerald charging towards the cage, and Stein able to paddle it far side. Still alive in the attacking zone. Fitzgerald steals right wing, pass slot. Kukkonen shot. Oh, a save made by Stein. Rebound left wing. Kukkonen can't gather it in. Horkoff ahead to Moldenauer. He dumps it down in. 20 seconds left in regulation. Badgers and Wolverines tied at 4. Dexheimer carried the puck and had a man sprawled all over him, fought through that physicality, but accidentally iced the puck. 11.4 seconds left in regulation. Another faceoff in the Badger zone.
Neither team has a timeout because of the charge call against Michigan on the review of the penalty.
Yep.
And Wisconsin, who had just used theirs. The fortunate part right now that I see is the fact that Lindmark is on the ice.
Yep. One of the best faceoff men in the country. It'll be Lindmark against Hughes. Hughes has had a whale of a weekend in the faceoff, or at least an evening here in the faceoff.
He's a gifted
circle.
Young man, isn't he?
And he wins the faceoff back to Truscott. Fake the shot, fake the pass, pass the puck. Edwards put it in front, taken away by Wisconsin. Out to center ice, Kukkonen moves it, and we're going to head to overtime again. Wisconsin rallies and pulls even 4-4 after regulation. After Evan Werner gave the Wolverines the lead at 8:24, Dexheimer's goal at 16:19, his first of the season, pulled Wisconsin even. And for the 11th time this season, the Badgers are going to overtime. They're 2-6-2 in overtime games. And every Big Ten series that Wisconsin's played so far this season, there's been at least one overtime game. By the way, Michigan in an extra session, 5 wins and a tie in 6 overtime games.
Interestingly enough, I would say this. I don't have a lot of astute hockey friends, but the one gentleman who used to follow us on a pretty regular basis says, Ian, with all the overtimes, does that mean that the Big Ten might be the most, have the most parity of anybody in the world? I said, yeah, that could very well be, because you just don't see blowouts very often.
No. Wisconsin has played an overtime game against Michigan this season in Ann Arbor back in December. Michael Hage scored the game winner after Garrett Shifsky actually put a moving screen on Daniel Lodge, who was defending Hage, and Shifsky got in his way, and that freed Hage, who beat Scarfoni for a 3-2 Michigan win. The Badgers had won the night before to take 4 of 6 points at Yost Arena. The win last night in regulation for Wisconsin allowed the Badgers to win the regular season series from the Maize and Blue. Here, Michigan badly wanting 2 points to try to stay within striking distance of Wisconsin for fourth place. So both teams will get a point. So Michigan right now with 21 points, the Badgers with 24.
Well, you're going to see some talent out on the ice, offensive talent on the ice now.
Yep.
You've got Hughes.
Yep.
You've got
Hughes,
Edwards.
Halem, too, who can really fly for Michigan. And then Finley, Morrissey, and Dexheimer for the Badgers. 3-on-3 overtime hockey here in Madison. And fans on their feet. And the linesman trying to move both Finley and Halem back. He's done it 2-3 times now. Let's drop the puck. Morrissey against Hughes, and they're going to stop it and do it again. Finley and Halem continue to creep in behind the linesman. Now Finley just yapping with Halem, who won't even look at the Badgers forward. And now Halem will have to take the draw because Hughes was kicked out of the circle. And the puck is loose. Morrissey can't fight through the stick lift of Halem, and Michigan's got the puck. Hughes with it. Off to Edwards now. Very gifted offensive defenseman who just coughed up the puck. No, it's off of Stecksheimer's stick. Picked up by Halem. He carried it to the net, but he muffed it, and it caroms to the far corner. Dexheimer after it, using his body as a shield, keeps Halem away from the puck, and now Morrissey possesses for the Badgers. 30 seconds into 5 minutes, sudden death overtime. Bad pass by Dexheimer. Change made. Hage has the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Hage fell down, got back up, had the puck, lost it. Morrissey trying to knife it free. Out to center ice it comes, and Edwards, and he'll retreat back to the Michigan zone as the Wolverines add Evan Warner. The Badgers will change now. Dexheimer, Morrissey head off. Hensler's out there with Fitzgerald and Tyson Dick. 3-3 game. Go ahead.
I like the combinations.
Here's Hage now. Angles a pass left wing for Warner. Good stick by Fitzgerald. Hage has possession again. Hage, a very gifted young man. 25 points in his collegiate career so far, the freshman. Here's Truscott. Gains the Wisconsin line. Pass off a stick, but Hage has it. Center point. Hage with Fitzgerald on him. Michael Hage, right-handed. Fitzgerald with his stick in his left hand. Now Werner with it left wing, defended by Tyson Dick. 3.5 minutes left in overtime. Werner, bad pass. Here's Fitzgerald taking it away. Potential one-on-one. Fitzgerald and Werner. Hard to the net goes Dick. Fitzgerald, no lane to shoot or pass. Then finds Palatichuk. Back to Christian Fitzgerald. What's he going to do? Fitzgerald patient with the puck. Badgers need a change. He needs a change. Now Palatichuk with it. Joe Palatichuk has yet to score a goal this season. Hands off to the captain. Lindmark shoots one. Hit the goaltender in the chest. Lindmark trying to retrieve the loose puck. He does. Back behind the net. Lindmark looking. Still stick handling. Finds Palatichuk. Nope, that's Mosley. His shot blocked by Hage. Mosley gets it back. Palatichuk with it. 3 minutes left in overtime. 4-4 game. Here's Palatichuk now. Michigan in the midst of a change. Palatichuk off to his left. Looking, shooting low. Stein with a save. Rebound to the far corner. Lindmark gets his nose in there. Tying up two Wolverines. Can't get the puck, though, and Michigan now has possession. Here comes Shifsky. One-on-one with a backpedaling Dexheimer. He waits for reinforcements now and will get them. Shifsky with Edwards and Whitelaw. Here's Garrett Shifsky right down the middle. Dexheimer on him. Shot blocked by Dexheimer. Ricochet to the corner. Edwards put it behind the net and then settles it down. Takes it out to the right wing. Now to the slot. Edwards with it. Low left. Can't get a shot off. Good play by Quinn Finley to cut him off and put him into the end boards. And that freed the puck for Dexheimer.
Boy, Edwards can handle the puck, though, can he?
Yes, he can. Good physical play by Finley. Here's Dexheimer across the line. 3-on-3 overtime continues. Short side Dexheimer. He walked down low left. Stein with a save. Here's the puck belonging to Hughes now for Michigan. Right-handed T.J. Hughes across the line. Finley on him. Peels back right side. Out high, it's Edwards. Back to Hughes. 1:50 to go in overtime. Wisconsin and Michigan knotted at 4. Whitelaw straight away. Cuts back left on his backhand. Put it in front. Whacked out of midair by Hughes, but not on goal. Then a good stick-handling move by Morrissey to free the puck away from Whitelaw. Whitelaw holding Morrissey's stick. He can't get it down. And now Morrissey with Whitelaw shoving him from behind once or twice with a cross-check. Morrissey wins the puck free to Dexheimer. 1:25 left in overtime. Finley needs a break. Dexheimer needs a break. Morrissey will in a moment. He's possessing, playing keep away. Here's Wisconsin's Hensler. Oh, good read by Hage, the freshman, to cut off the freshman defenseman. And that frees the puck back in the Michigan zone. The Wolverines have possession. 1:05 left in overtime. Hage up the right wing now. And a snap offside. Pass by Fantilli late. They're offside. 1:02 to go in overtime. Face off at neutral ice. A 4-4 game.
Well, everybody says it's a chess match.
Yeah.
Overtime is called a chess match, and this is exactly what we've seen. No really great opportunities.
Yep. Both teams have a timeout in overtime. Mike Hastings will use his with 1:02 to play. That allows him to get the players he wants on
exactly.
the ice right now, right?
Finley and Mosley, Morrissey. I mean, you just get into a position where if you've gone to the well so many times, sometimes the well goes dry, especially in an overtime on a Saturday night game where you've played those kids into the ground. Now you get into a situation with this last minute, you got nothing to save it for.
Right.
Just keep going as hard as you possibly can. And it's tough to make good, positive decisions when you're fatigued on Saturday night. Fatigue causes a lot of mistakes.
Hard to believe this is the 17th time this season the Badgers have played in a game decided by one goal or less. It's just, it's remarkable how every game has been nip and tuck. There's been a lot of heartbreak already this season, but a thrilling win last night. Can they pull it off tonight? 102 to play in overtime. A 4-4 game. Lindmark and Morrissey are out with Dexheimer, so the Badgers have options. Should Lindmark get kicked out of the faceoff area, he'll go against Hughes. Halem and Edwards complete the Michigan trio. So two veterans ready to square off at neutral ice on the faceoff, and Lindmark won the draw back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer had the game-tying goal at 16-19. He's got possession behind his own net. Surveys, steps to his right. Bumps it off now for Wisconsin's Morrissey, and now Dexheimer cuts to the middle of the ice. Hughes on him, trailing Halem. Dexheimer has to turn back into the Wisconsin zone. Halem, one of the fastest players in college hockey. Now Lindmark with the puck, and he's behind his cage, 30 seconds left. Up the right wing wall comes Lindmark, drops it back to Morrissey. Morrissey takes a look. He'll come up through the center circle, or will he? Waddles his way to neutral ice. Now Logan Hensler, freshman defenseman.